they facilitate a decision that will determine the rest of your story. And so how you handle this will determine whether you ever fulfill the purpose of what God called you for. How he handled this defined him, whether he would fulfill that purpose or not fulfill that purpose. It would be the same man that would pray in the garden, "Father, let this cup pass from me." A defining moment right here at the end before the cross. "If it be possible, let this cup pass from me. I still got my deposit. Nevertheless, not as my flesh wants, but my spirit's got to do the talking. I'm going to do the right thing." He said, "For this cause came I into this world." God brings you into the wilderness. He brings you into those places so you can find out who you are. Paul said, "I wouldn't have known I was a sinner if they hadn't had the law." He said, "I didn't know I was a sinner until I had the law. And when the law revived, I died, the sin revived. When I thought I would, that don't matter, y'all have a law if you want to. But I found out there was all manner of concupiscence in me. There was all manner of desire in me that said, I'll show you. You don't tell me what to do. And you find out what's in you by the opposition you face. Are you understanding me tonight?" And Jesus found out what was in him when he met this opposition. Tempted. But he returned in the power of his might. So this passage of scripture lets us know that you and I have a deposit inside of us. He anoints us with his spirit. There is no reason we should not return in the power of his spirit. Flesh weak, yes, sir. Flesh tired, yes, sir. Flesh worn out. Flesh tempted, yes, sir. But there's no reason I can't return. Even if I fail, I can return. As long as I don't lose my deposit. And I don't know maybe tonight what kind of weakness, trouble you may be having at this moment, but your deposit gives you the right to return for a refill. Hallelujah. The devil wants you to think no deposit, no return. But I'm here to tell you, God is in the restoration business. Would you clap your hands to the Lord? He is in the restoration business. God has a way of turning things around right when you think it's not going to happen. I'm telling you, there's so many times I was ready to give up, and right when it's like he lets you get there. He lets you get there, and then he shows up, and you're like, "Oh, what did I almost gave up," you know? And so we find this writing of David, and he reflects back. He says, "By the rivers of Babylon, we sat down and we wept as we remembered Zion." We wept when we remembered how it used to be. We wept when we remembered how blessed we were at one time. Anybody that ever gets away from God, they're going to remember how blessed they used to be. Naomi left the house of bread. She said, "I went out full. I came back empty. I was blessed and didn't know it." And he said, "We wept when we sat down by the rivers of Babylon. And we took our harps. We took our instruments of rejoicing. We took these things that made us happy in our day of being blessed. And since we were trapped, we hung them in the willows. We hung our harps." I'm going to quit playing my guitar. I'm going to quit playing my guitar. I'm going to quit playing my piano. I'm going to quit saying, "I'm not going to preach anymore. I'm sick of this stuff." And we said, "I'm going to give up." And we hung our harps, he said, in the weeping willows, because we felt discouraged, we felt defeated, and we felt empty. And there they carried us away and required of us a song, saying, "Why don't you pick that guitar like you used to? How come you ain't smiling like you used to? Sing us one of those songs of Zion." "Oh, y'all were so happy back then. What about now?" He said, "How can we sing a song in a strange land? How can I be happy when I'm empty? But I still got my deposit." He said, we remembered Zion. I remembered the truth. The prodigal son remembered he had a deposit still left at his daddy's home. I'll go back and say, Daddy, remember me. Just give me a job. I'm still your son. Don't lose your deposit. How can we sing a song in a strange land? Feeling empty and tired, sitting down by the rivers of a Babylonian captivity. Here you are, and you've never been so lonely and so tired and so weary in all your life. But we remembered God. I still got my deposit. And if I got my deposit, maybe one day I can go back and get refilled. So after he writes that, he writes another psalm. I'll read this one to you. You can read it with me, 126 and 1. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion. See, they said, sing us one of those songs of Zion. And we said, how can we sing when we're empty and trapped? But when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dreamed. Man, can I tell y'all about my dream? I just had a wonderful dream. I was dreaming. How many of you play golf? Brother played golf. I hadn't played golf in I don't know how many years. Long, long time. But somehow my little mind went back and I was playing golf. Brother Valentine, and I hit the ball on the fairway and it went long ways. And it was a par 5. And I hit it again and it landed about from here to that door over there in 2 shots. And if you make it in 3 shots, that's an eagle. I took my driver. I said, well, it's been doing good. Now, who's going to use a driver for a chip shot? I took my driver and I tapped that ball and it went in that hole. Woo! I was so happy. I had made an eagle. And then I woke up. But I was still happy. You understand me? There's other times I wake up and I'm glad I woke up. Lord, thank God that was just a dream. But he said, we were like them that dream. Are you kidding me? God's going to bring us. No. He's going to restore a marriage. He's going to restore my kids. He's going to bring me. No. We were like them that dream. We were like them that woke. And no, it's just a dream. But I'm here to tell you, it was a moment. When God gets ready to turn something, he can turn it in a moment. He can turn it on a dime, as we say. It doesn't take God forever to do anything. All of a sudden, your kids you've been praying for years knocks on your door and says, I'm ready for God. And you're like, where'd this come from? Wake me up. I must be dreaming. That's how it happens. He said, we were like them that dream. When God began to turn again the captivity in Zion, it was this moment, this turning point in our life. It was in our darkest hour. We were dreaming. And all of a sudden, it was true. It was true. Now, I want to show you this. That first word is when. When. You've got to last long enough to catch your when. You've got to last through the darkness long enough to have your when. Because when you have your when, it turns into the next verse. It turns into your then. You can't have a then if you don't have a when. And that when was that defining moment where all of a sudden they woke up and God was delivering them after years of captivity. It's just like the children of Israel. 400 years they had been in captivity. And in one day, he delivered them. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue, guess what? Let's sing page 38. B flat. And they were singing. They were still in captivity. But they began to sing so that everybody, the heathen began to hear. And everybody, the jailer began to hear while Paul and Silas was having their then. Yeah. Our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, wow, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. Hallelujah. They come tonight quickly. This is like turning again, the breaking forth of streams in the south. The south was like a parched land, and it was like water coming into a desert place. All of a sudden, we were in bondage, and the next day, we were set free. And so it is, I'm here to tell you, everything you face in life can be turned around just like that. Now he closes this out. You ready for this? They that deposit tears, they're going to return. They that sow in tears, don't think that your tears are not productive. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. You're coming again. You're going to have joy again. You're going to have happiness again. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy will come in the morning. My, my, my. He that goeth forth and weepeth. You see, a lot of people weep and they don't go forth. You got to get the whole thing. You've still got to go forth. Pull the shades up. You cannot stay at home, pull the shades down, stay in the bed all day and never brush your teeth and comb your hair and expect God to deliver you. Start speaking of deliverance. Put it in your mouth. Get out your banjo again and pick that thing. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. They that sow in tears shall reap joy. If you deposit tears, you're going to reap joy tonight. Would you stand? Would you stand? Endure the night. Keep the deposit. Don't give up on the situation. Because I'm here to tell you, there's a lot of rough things you go through before you reap the benefit of what you're going through. Christ endured the cross. Why? Because he liked pain. No, he endured the cross for the joy that was set before him. The joy was on the other side of the cross. So I'm preaching tonight. You got a deposit so you can return. People that have no deposit will never return. But if you got a deposit, no matter how far you go, no matter how much you mess up, you got to return. God will take you back. He, come on back. I'll fill you up again. I'll fill you up again and again and again. Hallelujah. Let's sing a little song. I got something else I want to tell you.
Do that as they sing this song. Raise your hands. Say, God, fill me up.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. I'm telling you, God's made an investment in you. He's trusted you. To the ones He gave the talents, He invested in them. Unfortunately, one didn't invest back. But He's got an investment in you. Don't let Him down. Don't let Him down. Amen. God bless you.